His dates and the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of Canaanites, even unto Zarephath, and the captivity of Jerusalem, which is Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south. Zarephath, those are the French, the Sepharad are the Spanish and Portuguese. This is speaking of the captivity of these people will come back, return back to this land to possess the ancient inheritance. All right, let me move on now to there's a lot of tension here, but I must thank the Israelis because they're very gracious. They've been very kind to their visitors, even coming through customs. Even walking in the streets, protected men on police on motorcycles patrolling, and they stop and ask us if we're okay. There's a lot of helicopters. I actually feel much safer here than I do in my own country or even in Europe, because in those places, we haven't identified who the enemy is. And when he's going to attack us, and therefore we are not being vigilant. Whereas here, there's a vigilance and an awareness, and I'm right next to an Arab neighborhood, and my initial impressions, although I've only been in Jerusalem a couple of days, is that there is a greater deal of tension, and the inner conflict that's been on simmer has now risen to the surface. And the animosity, the hatred, the fueling, burning hatred that before was masked by some prosperity and just let's make this work is now that veneer has been removed. And you see the seething sort of resentment and you can feel it. But nevertheless, I mean, you can see it and feel it, yet nevertheless, because of the helicopters and the police patrols and the Israeli army, and the concern, even when I was walking, I knew that there were in certain places that I was walking that I was being watched. I felt watched over, and I felt that people would come to me and just were interested in my safety and my well-being. And I just want to commend the Israelis for that. I think it's very sensitive on the part that the visitors, you see, visitor, here's the thing about being a friend. And I am a friend of Israel, okay? About being a friend. You see, when the times are good and everything's going, let the good times roll and all that nonsense, right? You got good time friends, but your real friends are those who stick with you and come and visit you and are supportive of you when times are bad and times are difficult. Those are real friends. And we didn't say friendship is perfect. There's a lot of tension in the works, but here I am, just as an encouragement and a supporter of the different communities and the people that I'm interfacing with. It's just really wonderful. Let me just segue over to some other things. Of course, it has been Purim. It was very wonderful. I went to a Purim party in the First Station Mall, and all the children were all dressed up, and they had some reggae, Rasta music. It was wonderful. Although people were, watching and protecting the children because the public places are the targets. Nevertheless, it was quite festive and quite enjoyable just to sit there and watch all the children and their moms and dads dressed up in their costumes and enjoying the music and the festive atmosphere. In addition, I have been up to Mount Zion in the mikveh, in the garden. And while I was there, there are some events that have taken place. Just today, I met with Boaz, who I've met there before and taken up prayer groups. And he was saying that the Esseni Gate that's on Mount Zion is now opened all the time as of 2 weeks ago, and that he was instrumental in this and that it was really a miracle. He remembered me from before. I took a lot of wonderful pictures, hopefully somewhere along the line, although I'm really on high speed right now. I can deal with the technical uploads. It's just beautiful up there. And not only that, the mikvah, which is very prophetic that the Esseni Gate is open, because the Essenes were a huge community down in Qumran, and they were the keepers of the ancient ways. They had broken off from the temple priesthood because of the corruption that was there and set up their own community. But they came up 3 times a year to Jerusalem, and they camped up on the mountain there. That's hence the name, the Esseni Gate. And it's reputed, or perhaps happenstance, that John the Baptist has some interfacing with their community, and perhaps Yeshua. Nevertheless, the community shut down about the time the temple went down, and a lot of these Essenes most likely became the people of the way, the early church that started in Galilee and was established in Jerusalem under Jesus' half-brother James. Read the book of James. Shows you what was going on in the early church. It's very pertinent for today. Nevertheless, the mikvah is going under some reconstruction. And they were cleaning out all the debris in the bottom and cleaning the whole place up. And it's very interesting. I asked Boaz about it. What's going on? He said, well, this is the next thing they're working on. And it will be a miracle, is to open up that mikvah. And I said, well, that will be huge spiritually, because that will be Zechariah 12. That will be that ancient the mikvah, the ancient place down there where the seal of the early church was. The seal is the menorah, the Star of David, and the fish. Symbols were found in this mikvah, and then it was sealed up and closed off because it engendered such a controversy. But if this mikvah is opened up, this place of baptism, this is perhaps where the Church of James baptize their converts on Mount Zion. This will be a prophetic symbol of Zechariah 12, of that fountain being opened up. That fountain of supplication. And certainly, as I was talking to Boaz, I said, don't you think? I mean, look, Yeshua was not a Roman Catholic, nor one of her daughters a Protestant, or any of this nonsense. Yeshua, Jesus, was a Jew, a practicing Orthodox Jew. And he was without sin. And you must understand that context to understand who he is. And the, you know, text out of context is pretext. If Yeshua is the Word made flesh, he is the text, then you have to put him in context, or you have a pretexted Yeshua. You have a pretendo. You have something that you've constructed as Jesus, and it's a Jesus of your own imagination, cultural, you know, ethnic, whatever. So we need to understand the authentic Yeshua, the people of the way. They were not called Christians until Antioch. They were called the people of the way because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Having said that, Resurrection Sunday was spent at the Garden Tomb. It was a very good sermon, very short, very brief. Very nice. Took some pictures. It was much more subdued than usual. Of course, there was a damper on everything because it was a larger gathering. And so there was that tension, you know, of attacking places where people were gathered together. God is very good to us. And I must say that this even though I get hay fever, spring, there's wheat fields and the flowers and everything's blossoming and the birds are here and it's spring and it's very cold. Oh, thank you for praying. Thank you for praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Please also, besides Obadiah, which is very important right now, and besides the Mount Zion prayers of what God is doing and preparing to do on Mount Zion, please remember Isaiah 27 and 2 Samuel 17. And that's all that I'll mention about these now. I'll catch you up later. Be blessed. Remember that discretion is the better part of valor. Shalom.